Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revell, and this is ValueSide.com at the close. For all of our podcasts, articles, references, and charts, visit ValueSide.com. Well, the taper is here, and stocks rally. Well, from the moment the news was released that the taper was indeed here, stocks rallied and continued to rally until the close. You could sense the relief on Broad and Wall as the Fed did exactly what was expected. You know, it's an interesting comment on the lawyer-trained chairman of the Fed, Jerome Powell. He seems, from all outward appearances, to be a consensus builder, someone who likes to telegraph his moves. Nothing fancy here, just straight up. Here's the way it's going to be. And I think the markets really like that, and that's reflected in today's rally. In the past, we've had some Fed chairmen who like to surprise the market, come out with new innovations and twists in monetary policy. And that can work out okay when times are settled and things are going well. But that's not the case now. In spite of this bull market, which seems to go on forever, the rest of the economic world has been in disarray for most of Powell's term as chairman. From pandemic to supply chain issues, inflation to near recession, Powell has been dealing with a wide range of uncertainty and has given the markets a steady hand and a clear vision. You may not always agree with his strategy, but at least he'll let you know where he's going. And in today's world, that's not bad. So overall, stocks reacted immediately to the news of the taper and rallied. As we near the close, all three of the major averages are still higher. However, gold and the oil complex and bonds have all retreated, while cryptos remain mixed on the day. Stay tuned now for our comments on the taper. Well, every working day on average, the traders at the New York branch of the Federal Reserve come to the market with $6 billion in cash to buy U.S. Treasury notes, bonds, and mortgage-backed securities. And they've been doing it now for years. Imagine, $6 billion a day. It is, simply put, the largest buy order in history. The objective of this incredible exercise is to add liquidity into the financial systems. But the effect, as one wag put it, is to add training wheels to the bond market, to give bonds, especially U.S. Treasuries, an underlying support, something that I think the bonds have come to rely on. That's why, when the Fed announced a few months ago that they wanted to stop this program of quantitative easing, the bonds had a conniption fit. To say this was not welcome is an understatement. Over the past quarter, bonds have put in one of the worst performances of recent memory. So that's the background. It all comes down to today, when at 2:30 Eastern Time, Chairman of the Fed, Jerome Powell, is expected to announce that the long-term awaited taper will begin. What's more, I expect that the taper will begin very, very soon, in just a matter of a couple of weeks. And with it, that steady support for bonds will be gone. Or will it? It's understandable, then, that all of fixed income has been so skittish. However, like the Mounties, our neighbors to the north have provided the solution here. Now, Canada has recently gone through exactly the same sort of taper as the U.S. is expected to begin today. And their central bank was very clear that they were not going away. Indeed, they would still be very active in their bond market, but instead of buying more bonds, Canada would simply be supporting their own, now very large, bond portfolio. That is, as bonds and notes matured, the Canadian bank will step in and purchase new replacement bonds, roll over the existing position, if you will. For the Federal Reserve, this will be a huge operation. Currently, the Fed has a portfolio somewhat north of $8 trillion in bonds. Each day, some of those bonds will mature, and new bonds will be needed to be purchased just to keep the portfolio fully invested. And I think that our bond market has understood this after they saw the Canadian operation. You'll note the recent rally in Treasuries reflecting this new understanding. A look over at the bond futures this morning shows that right before Powell's big announcement, bonds are higher again today. Don't forget, there are also two related parties, both of whom have a vested interest in maintaining an open and stable bond market. And those two parties are, of course, the Federal Reserve itself, now by far the largest holder of U.S. bonds, and the U.S. Treasury, the issuer of all the bonds. Both entities would like to maintain these low interest rates, the Fed, because this will keep the value of their bonds high, and the Treasury, because this will keep the cost of financing low. So yes, today likely marks the beginning of a new grand strategy for the Federal Reserve, but it will, almost assuredly, not be the walking away that people feared. Instead, if all goes according to the plan, it will be a measured withdrawal of that daily $6 billion bid for new bonds, replaced instead by the rolling over of existing bonds. The bid will still be there, perhaps a little less. It's the non-taper taper. And that's thevalueside.com for Wednesday, November 3rd. For all of our podcasts, articles, and references, visit valueside.com. I'm David Revelle. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work.